Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, good morning. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Event Ministries. I thank you for joining me this morning. Today's topic, as you can see, God was asking me literally to consider my ways. That was a really, really pivotal part of my turnaround, being able to just really and truly see my ways. You know, I'm always asking God to remove the scales off of my eyes that I'm able to see the things that I'm doing, because I got so bad that it just became habits that I was doing things and that I didn't even realize that I was actually doing. I mean, like hurting people's feelings, my mannerisms, my character, things that I was just like doing and on an everyday basis and not even realizing that I was actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I had been doing it for so long. So it just became, you know, part of my personality, part of my character. So God started asking me to consider my ways, you know, to really and truly look at what I'm doing. And it was a time when I didn't want to look at my ways. I just wanted to be who I was because I felt like I should be able to be this way. And so it was a hard time for me to really and truly consider my ways. So he took me to, this morning he took me to Psalms 119, 59 and 60. It says, and I'm gonna read it out of Amplified Classic. It says, I consider my ways. I turned my feet to obey your testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. There were some things that were happening there. And when he told me that, I sat down and I was just thinking, I'm like, okay, God, there was things that I had to do. And the enemy didn't want me to do. First of all, he didn't want me to consider. That means you had to literally think about it. So what the enemy does is he attacks your mind and make you think about other things. He keeps you occupied. He keeps you in a place where you're distracted. So you're not really considering your ways. You know what I'm saying? He's making you, like if you're a person that's easily offended, he'll make you focus on offense. He'll make you focus on somebody offending you. Somebody can open their mouth and say good morning, and if they say, if you felt like they said it wrong, you offended. So you automatically putting yourself, you can't consider your thoughts. You can't consider how you're responding to it because you're actually operating out of a spirit of offense. And so the enemy will distract you with that and make you not see how you're responding to people, how you're responding to situations. It's not in the manner that God is asking you to respond. So the first thing was, it was the thinking. It says, consider my ways. I considered my ways. I had to look, literally, I mean, you got to actually look at your ways. You got to look at your situation. You got to look at how you acting. You got to look at, you know, where you're going, what you're doing. Does it look like God? Is it sounding like God? Is it feeling like God? Is it anywhere near God? Because that's the whole objective. So it says, I considered my ways. I turned my feet to obey your testimonies. The second thing was an action. First, you had to think about it. Then you have to actually do something about it. You had to actually turn. So I thought about God. This is when I was getting ready to literally, if you know my testimony, I tell my testimony that I know I was like a couple steps of dropping off in hell. And then God just, you know, had me to turn around and to look. And so I had to consider, listen, this is what I really had to consider. I had to consider walking back down this road that I know I did a lot of damage to people. I know I have hurt people. I know I have, you know, damaged my family, damaged my marriage, damaged my relationship with my kids. I had to consider all of those things. Like, I didn't want to think about those things. I didn't even really want to go back through those things. But if I really wanted more, if I wanted God, I had to realize, I had to consider my ways, consider all the things that I did. So the second thing I had to do, I had to turn around and start walking. He said, I turn my feet to obey. I turn my feet around and I say, okay, God, I'ma obey you. I'ma walk this thing out. I'ma walk this thing. I know I gotta consider the hurt that I've done to my children. I gotta consider the hurt that I've done to my family. I gotta consider the hurt that I've done to, you know, whoever and any whatever. I gotta consider that. So I'm turning my feet and I'm walking back. I'm literally walking back. And it says, I made haste. It says, I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. So on my way back, all God kept saying is, just keep taking steps, Gerald. Keep taking steps, Gerald. Keep taking steps, Gerald. And I'm going to show you the how fast you're going to get back. Because the next one was a time. It was timing. What is it that God has asked you to do that you haven't done it? That you've been delaying? Because you're still in process one. You haven't considered your ways. You haven't considered your attitude. You haven't considered your language. You haven't considered your posture. You haven't considered those things. I'm telling you, those. If I never ever got to that place, I would have never ever been sitting here with you. They probably would have been buried. Would have buried me about 10 years ago, and you wouldn't have never saw Gerald. You wouldn't have never saw who I was or what I was or what God did. You wouldn't have never saw any of that. So I thank God for helping me to consider my ways. I thank God for actually, you know, removing the scales off of my eyes that I can actually see my jacked up ways. Yeah, they were jacked up. Yes. How many of you have jacked up ways? You know, 1 minute you up, 1 minute you down. You know, I'm trying to counsel, you know, double mindedness. I'm trying to counsel, you know, being bipolar, schizophrenic, and suicidal thoughts, depression thoughts, all those things that attack right here. All of the things that attack here. So the enemy bombards you with all of that stuff, the trauma, the hurt, the pain, all of that stuff. You just rehearse it. You rehearse it. You rehearse it. So you can never consider your thoughts. You can never consider the thought. Listen, your thoughts aren't, God's thoughts are in ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so if we're asking God, I want to consider my ways, because I understand that if I consider my ways, if I can see my ways, if I can actually see what I'm actually doing, I think I'm able to give me the strength to be able to consider my ways, and please give me the strength to be able to turn my feet and obey. Not only, listen. He said, I turn my feet to obey. Not I'm just turn my feet and I'm just going to do it and I'm going to do it my way. But he turned his feet to obey. I mean, don't look at obey as a cuss word, because it's not. It's what we're supposed to do. And then it says, I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. My God, we're talking about the commandments. He said, haste, no delay. So it's almost like, think about it. In my picture, in my mind, it's running. When I was on this thing and I was turning around, I'm like, okay, God says, now you're going to go back to the lying phase. So now I'm going to need you to keep my commandment. Thou shalt not lie. Don't lie. Don't lie. Just tell the truth. It might hurt, but just tell the truth. And then you're able to deal with it. You're able to get over it. You're able to work your way through it, but don't lie. You got to go back through this lust and perversion. Don't lie about it. The pornography. Don't lie about it. When you getting these things in your mind, tell Yvette. It might hurt her, but if you tell her, now she knows you're actually dealing with it. Come on, y'all. Y'all better catch this. I'm trying to consider my way. But anyway, considering my ways. Now I turn my feet and now I'm obeying, you know, I'm obeying his your testimonies. I made haste and I'm not delaying to keep his commandments. I ain't waiting on somebody to do something to forgive. Y'all better catch what I'm saying. So you waiting on somebody else to say something for you to forgive. Are y'all serious right now? I used to call Yvette the fault finder. So they used to make me, she has a gift to be able to see pitfalls, to be able to see the things that are distractions to you, that will cause you to fall, to stumble, you know what I mean? To backslide. And I used to call it a fault finder. She said, all you're doing is fault finding. You're always finding fault in something that I'm doing. But really, she was actually seeing for me. She was like, babe, you do see that hole right there, right? And I'm like, ain't no hole there. Bloop, fall right into it. But it made me get into a place of unforgiveness. It made me get into a place of resentment. And it's like, it says, keep my commandments. Don't delay on not keeping the commandments. Don't think that you don't have to keep this commandment because this happened. You don't have to do this because this happened. He didn't give you no what ifs. Okay, if he do this, you don't have to keep this commandment. No, he says, keep my commandments. It says, I made haste to. I hurried up. I try to hurry up. And I ain't delay on trying to keep in his commandments. I ain't trying to wait a day. I ain't trying to wait an hour. I ain't trying to wait no time. Because here it is. Your timing is not God's timing. God is on Kairos. You don't know what your delay might happen. You don't know what might happen in your delay. You might not know what might happen if you actually do it in a hasty way. If you hurry up and do what you're supposed to do. You just don't know. Because you can't even think the way God thinks. But when God tells you to do something, he has a plan already set in place for you to actually do it. But he's asking you to do a couple things. First of all, he asks you to consider your ways, Gerald. Thank you. I'm considering my ways. Now, I'm turning my feet. I'm turning around. I got to do something different. Because if I keep going, listen, if I wouldn't have turned my feet, I would have kept walking. I would have walked straight off into hell. I'm telling y'all this. I'm telling you this. With all the anointing, all the gifts, all of that, I'd have bust hell wide open. Because I was headed that way. I'm telling you. So I'm asking you now to consider your ways. I mean, let's just take a moment, man, while you in your car. Take a moment while you when you're at home, when you're getting dressed and you're sitting in the bathroom or you're getting yourself ready for work. And, you know, just consider what do your ways look like? If someone was to look at you, what would they see? I'm just saying, man, some people just so nice. So they don't want to hurt your feelings, but they don't really want to tell you. But you should be able to see yourself. You should be able to consider your own self. You consider your own ways. But if you can't if you can't even see your ways, then you have to ask God to remove the scales off of your eyes that you're able to see, that you're no longer blind to the things that you are doing, the things that have caused you to operate in such a way that is ungodly, that doesn't even look like God. That doesn't even look like God. But if you never, ever look and consider your ways, it was such a long time that I wouldn't even look at myself in the mirror. Like, I'll go in the bathroom and turn off the lights and I would never look in the mirror. I brush my teeth with my head down and then I walk out and never look at myself in the mirror. I mean, for years, I would not look in the mirror. I wouldn't look in the mirror because I didn't want to look at myself. That would have made me actually, I don't know, it might have been a moment where God would have made me, you know, look deeper at myself or make me consider my ways. I didn't want to do that. So I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. So I wasn't really ready to turn my feet and obey. I wasn't ready to keep the commandments. I wasn't ready to do that. I wasn't doing that. But then I came to a place where I couldn't go anymore. I couldn't do anymore. But God says, son, I've been asking you to do this way a long time ago. A long time ago, I don't want anybody to ever get into the position that I was in. I don't want anybody to ever wait and delay and not follow God's commandments. If it's to forgive, it's to love, whatever the commandment that God is, that you have been, neglecting or just not obeying, whatever it may be, let's consider that. Let's consider our ways. So my question to you today is, will you consider your ways? Will you literally look at your ways? Look at your ways. And I mean, like, look at it with the eyes of God, the way God sees it. You might say, oh, that's not a sin. Oh, it's not that bad, because you just really want to be that way. You really want to be that way. But ask God, is that good? Ask God, is that his way? Ask God, is that what he likes? Is he pleased with that? Then you might get a different answer, because he wasn't pleased with what I was doing. And he was asking me to consider my ways, to look at myself, to turn around, Gerald. I did a whole series on the turnaround. So there were so many things I had to consider and turn around from, and walk the opposite way and be obedient in. Come on, y'all, man. I did a whole series. If you haven't seen the turnaround series, matter of fact, I did a ebook on the turnaround. If you ain't got the ebook, go get the ebook. I'm telling you, I had to turn around from a lot of stuff. I had to consider all of the stuff that I was doing and turn around and go the opposite way. I had to make my feet, turn my feet and obey. Turn my feet and obey. Walk away from these things. I had to walk away from the alcohol, walk away from the pornography, walk away from the drugs and alcohol. You think that was easy? No, that wasn't easy, because it became part of my character. Why? Because I would never consider my ways for so long, so it became part of my character. It became part of my personality. It just became part of who I was, and I couldn't tell the difference. I couldn't tell the difference. It just looked normal to me, but it wasn't normal. It wasn't normal to God. So now we're in this place where God is now talking about consider your ways. Come on. I need you to really and truly think about this. The body of Christ, we got to think about this. We got to think about this. We can't look like the world. We can't sound like the world. We can't. But if we never look at ourselves, we never consider our ways, does our ways look like God ways, or does our ways look like the world ways? Does our vocabulary, does our speech sound like the world, or does it sound like what God wants it to sound like? I mean, come on. Where are we treading our feet? Because God says, wherever you tread your feet, He'll give it to you. But you got to turn. Turn your feet and walk in his path. Hey, listen, God has a plan for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. And I just want to walk out God's plan. It wasn't working well for me. I'm just telling you. It was not working well for me. My thinking was not working well for me. My actions was not working well for me. And the timing was not working well for me. Because I wanted to do it my way, and I wanted to do it when I wanted to do it. And it was not working well with me. And so I had to actually do something different. So I pray that this Psalms 119, 59, and 60, it says, I considered my ways and I turned my feet to obey your testimonies. This is Amplified Classic. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. Keep your commandments. First, you have to do something that's dealing with the mind. Then there has to be an action. And then there's a time. There's a time. It says, I made haste. That's kind of a timing. That's time. I moved fast. I didn't delay. It wasn't stalled. I didn't stall. I didn't procrastinate. I wasn't inconsistent. I hurry up and did it. I hurry up and made the change. I hurry up and decided that I was going to obey and keep your commandments. I wasn't trying to delay. I wasn't trying to procrastinate on it. I needed to hurry up and keep his commandments. Why? Because I wanted to be whole again. I wanted to be new again. I wanted to be who God has truly called for me to be. I didn't want to look like the world. I didn't want to sound like the world. He said, be in this world, but not of this world. Boom. He said, you're a spiritual being, Gerald. Stop acting like you, stop being carnal. Stop being in this natural mindset. I had to start considering my ways. I started seeing who I was. I started seeing that I wasn't good. I wasn't a good person. I did some damage to a lot of people. But guess what? God is so good. He gave me the opportunity to fix all of it. He gave me an opportunity to mend my relationship with my wife. me and my relationship with my children. Put me back on the right path. Deliver me from all the drugs and alcohol. Deliver me from the pornography. Deliver me from all of these things because I started considering my ways. So now I wake up like, okay, I pray, Father, if I did anything that is against your will, your word, I'm asking you to be forgive me now and show me the things that I did. What did I say? What was my actions that I did that wasn't pleasing to you? I'm asking these questions now. Because these are the very questions that I wasn't asking back years ago. But now I'm asking them. Why? Because I'm asking God to order my steps. He said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. That means I'm in right standings with God. I'm in right alignment with God. And I need him to orchestrate my steps daily. The Bible says to meditate on his word day and night. It says, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. So as I'm thinking about my ways, because listen, when I wasn't considering my ways and I was just wanting to do my, that stuff got into my heart. And when it got into my heart got hard. And I just started doing what the heck I wanted to do. Commandments didn't even exist to me, like period. I knew the commandments. I understood the commandments, but they didn't exist to me because I chose to do what I wanted to do. I chose to go the opposite way. Are you choosing and you know what the word says, you know what the commandment says, and you choose to walk in unforgiveness? You choose to be bitter? You choose to be angry? You choose to use foul language when you feel like it's necessary or you feel like you justify for doing it? We're not considering our ways. That's not considering your way. So I'm encouraging you today. So please take let's take a real close look, at our ways. Consider your ways. And if you see that you're going the opposite way, turn around. I encourage you to turn around, brother. I encourage you to turn around, sister. I encourage you to turn around. You don't have to keep going that way. You don't have to keep walking in hurt. You don't have to keep walking in torment. You don't have to keep walking in disappointment. You don't have to keep walking in adultery. You don't have to keep walking in lust and perversion. You don't have to keep walking in that. Consider turning around and doing it the right way. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it might. Somebody might might say something that's going to hurt your feelings. But it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. God is the God that heals. He heals the brokenhearted. He has a plan for you. So all I'm asking you to do is consider your ways. Just consider your ways. Consider your ways and then turn. Let's make a conscious decision to turn our feet and obey. Just turn our feet around and obey. And listen. And do it with haste. Hurry up. Put some pep in your step. Hurry up. Don't delay in keeping God's commandments. You know them. Some of us learned them things when we were little kids. Y'all memorized them because it was probably your memory, part of the memory verses that you had to remember, learning the Ten Commandments. And now you got old, you done forgot the Ten Commandments because we don't rehearse them. We don't go back to them. You might know two or three of them because those are the ones that really you deal with, like unforgiveness, like love. I don't know where you are, but I'm asking you to look at yourself. I'm asking you to consider your ways. And let me tell you something. I'm saying all this, but I'm actually looking at myself. So I'm actually talking to myself. And I tell myself this all the time. Look at your ways, Gerald. Was your attitude right when she asked you to do this? What was your look? What was your posture? There's things that I'm still working on. I'm still at work. I'm not gonna sit here and play like I got it all. I'm still at work. Like for real. I ain't as bad as I used to. I'm not on the drugs and the pornography and the lust and all of that stuff. And you know, all of that suicidal thoughts, you know, those they come and go. You know, depression comes and go. But I know how to handle that. I know how to handle that because I'm considering my ways. I'm considering, you know, what causes me to be this way. I'm looking at myself. I'm evaluating myself. because I don't never want to be not in a place where God can use me. I don't never want to be in a place where I'm not being an example of who God has called for me to be. I don't want to be in that place no more. I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that title on me. Not at all. I want it to be, well done, my good and faithful servant. Period. Gary. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Gerald, well done. You are my good and my faithful servant. Faithful to obey. Faithful to consider my ways. Faithful to turn my feet and keep my feet on the right path. That's it. So listen, I hope this message encourages you this morning. I hope it rubbed you the wrong way, that made you want to actually look at yourself. And so I cancel that me, myself, and I spirit. I cancel the pride spirit. I cancel the stiff-necked spirit now that'll cause you not to even want to look at yourself. I cancel all scales that's been over your eyes that's causing you not to see the hope of your calling, not to see the errors of your ways, not to being able to see the faults, that the things that you have done that'll cause hurt and pain to other people, that'll make you not see that you're walking in an unforgiving spirit, that you're walking in a spirit of bitterness, that you're walking in trauma and you're speaking out of trauma. I cancel that now. I declare that the love of God comes upon you now in the name of Jesus, just to heal you. I declare, Father, the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, places his finger upon every traumatic area in your life and on your heart, that you are healed and you are whole again, that you are able to walk this thing out. You know what? Psalms 119 is literally about walking things out. It's like walking. The whole chapter is about walking things out. So I encourage you to read the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. And I'm telling you, it's about walking things out. It's about what will you do? It's an action. That whole chapter is about an action. What will you do? Will you consider your ways? Will you turn your feet? Will you keep the commandments? Will you do it? Not your spouse, not your children. What will you do? That's the question. What will you do? Read chapter 119, Psalms 119. Just read the whole chapter. I encourage you to use that today. Just read the whole chapter and consider your ways. It's going to make you look at yourself. And when you look at yourself, evaluate yourself, man, and be honest. Just be honest. Be honest with yourself. That your self deserves that, for you to just be honest with yourself. You know, so that you can be whole again, that you can be healed, you can be restored, you can be back in your right place. I encourage you. That's a challenge today. Read Psalms 119. I challenge you today. And then as you reading it, and I want you to be open to it. Before you even say it, but God, I want to be open. I want to be able to receive this word. I want to be able to receive this chapter. I want to be able to receive it. I want to be able to actually receive it so I can see for myself who I really am. I'm telling you. Somebody going to get that open. The eyes going to be wide open. They're gonna get a wide open experience. I pray that God visits you on this chapter. I pray that he comes in and just cleanses you. I mean, just take everything that is not godly, not like him, and remove it as far as the east is from the west. I declare it now. In the name of Jesus, let revelation come out of this chapter. Father God, let a new understanding come out of this chapter. Let wisdom come out of this chapter. Let the fire of God come out of this chapter. Father God, let it be seen, let it be known, let it be felt as they read this chapter. Now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your glory. For your glory being upon this broadcast. Let your glory, Father God, be upon these households, Father God, that are represented on here now, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that a change is happening now. In the name of Jesus, Father, their hearts are changing. Their minds are changing. You are shifting them, Father God, into something new and in something great, Father God, as they consider their ways, Father God. I thank you as they turn their feet, Father God, to obey your testimony. I thank you, Father God, that they will hurry. Father God, they will not delay. I bind the spirit of procrastination. I bind the spirit of laziness. I bind the spirit of being stagnant in the place. I bind the spirit of arrested development, being stuck in the same place year after year. I bind every anniversary spirit that'll cause you to be stuck in the same place year after year after year after year. I bind every cycle and cycle that has been coming in your life that you've been going in circles and over and over and over. I break the cycles now. In the name of Jesus, I come up against death, hell, and the grave that has been causing you to walk straight off into hell, to walk straight off into death. I bind it now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you shall live and not die. I declare that you shall live and have life more abundantly. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of lack and not enough. Father God, I declare that the prosperity, not just in financial, but prosperity in their health, Father God. Now, in the name of Jesus, they've been unforgiving for so long that bones are starting to ache. Father God, they're getting arthritis in areas at a young age. I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for pricking their hearts, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for showing them their ways, showing them their faults, showing them those things, Father God, that you're not pleased with now. In the name of Jesus, give them the strength, Father God, to cancel. Give them the strength, Father God, to walk away. Give them the strength, Father God, to sever those ties now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every seducing spirit that tries to seduce you to do the opposite of what God has called for you to do. Seduce you to do something that you have absolutely no business doing. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bind that running man spirit, that running woman spirit that's been running from God, running from your responsibilities, running from what God has called for you to do and what God has asked you to do now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you that they will walk in a new way. They will see in a new way. They will think in a new way. Father, you have delivered not only them, but you delivered their senses now. They hear differently, see differently, smell differently, speak differently, touch differently, walk differently. Everything about them, Father God, is being renewed, is being switched, is being changed now. It's being lifted now into a new place now in the name of Jesus. I bind all forms of shame. I bind all forms of shame now. Unworthiness now. Hopelessness now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Their hope is coming back now. Their faith is being renewed now. Come on. Father, you're bringing back the joy now, the peace now, in the name of Jesus. I bind all false identity now in the name of Jesus. All false identity, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're moving them into a great place now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the renewing of their minds. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving them into a greater place now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I just wanted to be a blessing to you this morning. I know some of it might have sound hard, but listen, that's how God was dealing with me this morning when he was asking me to consider. It's some stuff I still got to consider. I got to consider the way I talk. I got to consider, you know, what I do, my walk, my talk. I got to consider that. I can't walk around here and acting like I'm blind. You know what I'm saying? I bind the deaf and dumb spirit. I bind the blind spirit now that make you walk around blind like you can't even see what you're doing, see how you're hurting people, see your attitude, see your facial expression, see your hear your language now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for delivering us, continually delivering us. You said that deliverance is your children's bread. And I thank you, Father God, that we are being delivered. And we are eating on the children's bread this morning. This morning. So, amen, 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 amen. If this bless you, if this has blessed you, please share it to somebody. Get help somebody out. Because we all need to consider our ways all the time. All the time. Because sometimes things creep in and we don't even pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? I close up every hedge. I speak a hedge of protection set around them that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. I speak a bloodline perimeter set around them, Father God. I cancel all breaches now in the name of Jesus. I cancel all doors of Baal Peor now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I bind all hydra spirits. I bind all scanning spirits that's been trying to scan them and systematically shut them down, systematically keep them locked up, keep them in a place of shame, keep them in a place of depression, keep them in a place of hurt and pain. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Father. I declare that they are set free and delivered. Father, your word says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. So I declare freedom over their minds, freedom over their hearts, freedom to walk, freedom to talk, freedom to move, Father God, freedom to see and consider their ways. Father, there's freedom now being released upon them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 and amen. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube page, please go to Gerald and Yvette Ministries and subscribe to our YouTube page. And there's resources on there. There's videos on there, man, that will help you. It is what it is. We need resources. We need things that'll help us to stay on the right track. You know, we need things that'll minister to us when you need it. So there was times where I used to have to read Apostle Eckhart's Routing the Demons book every day until I realized that I can actually read it and put it on my phone and record it and start hearing my own voice speak to my own spirit on these same scriptures and start ministering to myself. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Sometimes I've been hearing people that they say, man, I just put it on and just let it play. And I just listen to the nuggets being dropped. So all of the above. Then we got Friday Night by the Fire where we hit fiery topics, man. And, you know, some of them topics be fire, man. They be fire. You got to be ready for them topics. That will be one of them times you got to consider your ways. Because you have to listen to that. You be like, man, for real? I got to do all of that? Man, that thing fire. So they fiery topics. So if you ain't ready for that, then you might want to tune in to something else. But if you're ready for fiery topics, if you're ready to consider your ways, and you're ready to turn your feet, and you're ready to keep the commandments, then you can come on that Friday night by the fire and grab those nuggets. And then we got Sunday, we do the message on the mountain. God just downloads to us, you know, what he wants us to deliver to the people. And we just vessels, man. We just vessels that are wide open to God, and we allow the Holy Spirit to move. Yes, we do study. We have study Bible on Wednesdays. You're more than welcome to go to our website, impartministry.org. That's impartministry.org. And you can register for study Bible. We're getting ready to go deep. We're building the foundation of biblical, being biblically sound, being able to understand the word, dissect the word, and do it all to study to show ourselves approved. So that's who we are. This is what God is shifting us. And so I'm very excited about what is going on. I'm excited about the resources that are out there. All right. Hey, God bless y'all, man. Y'all be peace. And y'all, listen, consider your ways today, all right? Just consider your ways. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. God bless.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.